Oh, there's. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Multnomah County's November Proclamation Ceremony. I want to thank everyone. We have a really full room today. I want to thank everyone for taking the time to join us for this occasion. We had a previous meeting that ran long, so which is why we started a little bit late today. So again, thank you for that. Sorry for the inconvenience for those of you who were here. And we have some commissioners who are still coming in from that meeting. So I want to just note, like, each proclamation ceremony we do every month, we really look at these proclamations as a way to honor, celebrate, and recognize groups and individuals for their services, achievements, or as an opportunity to raise awareness on significant issues that are affecting our community here in Multnomah County. Today, we are creating space for three proclamations that celebrate the traditions, languages, stories, and contributions of Native Americans, Alaska Natives, Native Hawaiians, and affiliated island communities that honors our veterans who have answered the call of duty and service, and to recognize the thousands of family caregivers in our community who are providing essential care for their loved ones. To kick things off, I would like to welcome our presenters for the Native American Heritage Month proclamation to the dais. Welcome. Please feel free to come down here. I want to thank everyone for being here today. Thank you especially to J.R. Lilly, the county's tribal relations liaison, and thank you to Commissioner Brim Edwards for co-sponsoring this proclamation. Before I pass it off to Commissioner Brim Edwards for further introductions, I just want to express my appreciation for the Indigenous staff at our county libraries who have put together an incredible calendar of events this month across our libraries. Thanks to them, our community will get to enjoy Native story times, poetry readings, musical performances, and a number of arts and crafts classes. I'm hopeful that this work will help to ensure the rich cultures and traditions of our Native American communities can continue to thrive with each passing generation. With that, I will pass it over to Commissioner Brim Edwards.
So good morning. Welcome, everyone. It's such an honor to be able to bring this proclamation forward today. The U.S. Constitution says that treaties are the supreme law of the land. This is what creates the unique political status of Native American tribes and their citizens. They are not just a community of color, but sovereign nations that have a special relationship with the United States government and with other local governments and our community. Multnomah County honors this unique relationship throughout our various departments and programs. Today, we'll hear from a couple members of the Mamuk Tilikum's employee resource group, which translates to work friends in Chinook. They have been critical in helping us make this a safe and welcoming place for Native Americans to work. I want to thank Mamuk Tilikum's and J.R. Lilly, our tribal relations liaison from the Office of Government Affairs, for bringing this proclamation forward. Also, I just want to note that after our proclamations, we also will have a reception upstairs and 350 for people to join and for us to be in community. With that, Chair, will you please introduce your guests with you and also be ready to read the proclamation. Thank you.
My name is J.R. Lilly. I'm part of the River Water people, born to the Cliff Line people. My mother's part of the Red Wine Water people as well. My father's father, the most part of the Red Wine Water people, my father's brother. Navajo, the Indian Nation, and I have the pleasure of serving as
And mixed European. Woo.
Better.
We're on, we're live. And yep, that's enough. I'm a little distracted by that.
All right, thank you. Today we're here to proclaim this month as Native American Heritage Month. By doing this, we honor the unique relationship that Multnomah County has both with local tribes as well as with the urban community. We're so excited to be having several guests with us in the audience. If you're here to support the Native Proclamation, give jazz hands, just a little wave. Ooh. So excited and glad everyone can be here with us. We're also thankful for ancestors who paved the way for us, and we're very thankful for the work that they did that we can continue today. And we're also thankful for all our relatives, both above and below and all around us, that help us keep us in balance. With that, I'm going to pass it to Stila to or Raven to start us off.
Okay. Multnomah il'i hayash wawa pipa quinintum.
For Multnomah County, Oregon, Proclamation Number 38.
Hiash Wawa Kaba Doslam P. Echt Moon Mox Doslam Daka Moonak P. Mox Doslam P. Locket Kagwa Shawash Tilchum Moon Sluska Munk Dret Sluish Wawa P. Munk Ikta Kanamox In Saika Shawash Tilakum, Sluska Munk, Kagwa Kaba Ili'i Wawa Ili'i Munk, P. Konawi San Mamunk, Uk Ikta Yatlin in Saika.
Proclaiming November 2025 as Native American Heritage Month and a commitment to continue collaboration with Native American communities to engage county policies, procedures, and common practices to address our shared priorities.
Uk Montnoma Ili'i Tilakum, Board of Commissioners, Sluska Tlok Kagwa.
Multnomah County Fines.
Kaba ugu shawash tilakum moon Montnomah ili'i tilakum munk sakhali put flush wawa konawi ikta shawash tilakum munk uk tilakum kaba insaika lotlo p hilmith.
In recognition of Native American Heritage Month, Multnomah County honors and celebrates the many contributions made by the Native American peoples throughout our community and organization.
Uk san flush stak munak p studkin doslam shawash tilakum mislai yakwa ankri fleska munk drat skuka mwawa p hayu flush ekta pus uguk shawash ili hayu shawash tilakum mislai p fleska hilamith mislai kaba uk Montnoma ili fleska munk flush ekta konawi san.
Today, more than 380 tribal nations are represented throughout Multnomah County, shaping our region with our invaluable contributions, passing down strong cultural practices, knowledge, and values rooted in tradition and community, many of whom work throughout the county's departments and programs, furthering our organization's missions daily.
Sluska week ilup insaika pus insaika munk flush dum dum kaba shawash ili'i. Hayu tilakum kimt a pi ilup insaika wawa uk ili'i insaika ili'i. Pus insaika tigi munk tilakum kanamox pi yatlin shawash tilakum insaika munk hayash wawa. Insaika tum flush dum dum kaba shawash tilakum.
Recognizing that we are not the first caretakers of this land and that generations of Native American people called and continue to call this place home is essential to where we need to begin as a county and community. If we are intentionally about equity and inclusion, being sincere in our words and actions will consistently result in respect for Native American people coming first.
Ug munk yatlin, ug moon yatlin basun tilakum munk kumdux, ugug week flush ikta tilakum munk kaba shawach tilakum. Ugug munk mimulus kaba insaika ili'i p tilakum. P ug kata mithlai kaba insaika alda. Ug mithlai kaba hayu hayash wawa p mamunk. Ug mithlai kaba Montnomah ili'i tilakum.
This month brings an opportunity to educate the public about our shared history of how attempted erasure devastated Indian country, and those deliberate acts can still be felt today through oppressive policies and practices woven throughout our government systems, including Multnomah County.
Shawash Tilakum Tuin Week Flush Basin Tum P Week Conamox Ikta Ug Ikta Montnoma Ili Tilakum Hayu Lotlo Kaba Fluskum Helamith Conawisan Tai Tilakum Kaba Montnoma Fluska Nanich P Tigi Mach Ukata Ikta.
Tribal communities face political and equity issues that the county's Native staff members carry with them into the workplace every day. Multnomah County is committed to engaging our Native employees and identifying and addressing systemic barriers.
Multnomah ili'i tilakum tigi mamuk flush ikta kanamax shawash tilakum. Uk shawash tilakum kaba fluska hilamith pi kanawi shawash tilakum.
Multnomah County is committed to working together in a spirit of mutual recognition, respect, and reconciliation towards strengthened relationships and services in partnership with tribal communities and our employees.
Multnomah ili'i tai tilakum wawa.
Multnomah County proclaims.
Dothlum pi icht moon mox dothlum doc moonak pi mox dothlum pi locket shawash tilakum moon kaba Multnomah ili'i uk moon sachalish shawash tilakum pi conawi insika moon. Insika tigi conawi mansika moon kumduks pi moon sachali uk tai wawa. Munk kumduks uguk elib and saika pi shawash ikta kabut Multnomah ili'i pi shawash conawi shawash ili'i.
November 2025 as Native American Heritage Month in Multnomah County, Oregon, to honor and celebrate the many contributions made by Native Americans throughout our vibrant community. We encourage other businesses, organizations, public institutions, and community members to recognize the importance of this proclamation and to take time to learn and teach others around the history and cultural significance of our county and Native American community.
Thank you all so very, very much. We're gonna go ahead and sign the proclamation now, and then we invite anyone who is here to come to the front and we'll take a picture. And where's Matoya? And we will work to get everybody in there. I know Matoya is able to do it. So feel free to start coming down now as we're signing.
Come on, everyone.
Thank you.
Matoya, do you want us here instead of over there? Because there's a lot of people.
Yeah, the thing is because of this.
We can move these chairs. Or still try over there.
Let's try there.
Okay.
Okay.
And just as a reminder, in room 315, after the proclamation ceremony, there will be an event to celebrate this proclamation. We invite everyone to join. All right, so up next, we have an important opportunity to honor our veterans with the Veterans Day Proclamation. I would like to welcome Sheila Bulbin, Program Supervisor for the County's Veteran Services, up to the dais. And I want to welcome you and thank you for being here. And then I'll hand it over to Commissioner Singleton, who sponsored this proclamation, for further introductions.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to start by saying I'm extremely honored to be able to sponsor this proclamation. Veterans Day has always been really important to me. My father was a Vietnam War veteran, and he is somebody whose experience of active duty and coming home was definitely clouded as well by his race and being a Black man in that era. I saw the impact of his time in the military had on his life, my life, and our family. When our service people come home, they bring a lot back with them that we don't speak enough about. Like many Vietnam veterans, my father returned home with an addiction and was told at the VA hospital that he had to get clean before he could get help with veterans benefits. This experience left him feeling unsupported and alone. He refused to access care at the VA until 2012, when I convinced him that the VA had changed, he was welcomed there, and they could help him get back into housing and meet his health care needs. And the VA needs to continue to change and grow to meet the needs of our returning veterans. Much of my career has been in social services, and it has been my privilege to work with many veterans on their path back into housing through my work in homeless services. I think it's critical to just highlight that we recently got our point in time count numbers, and we saw an increase in homeless veterans in our community. While many of them are in shelter, it is critical that we continue to advocate for the resources they need so they can get back inside. The county has done wonderful work in partnership with so many other Group 10 veterans struggling with assimilating back into civilian life, whether it be access to healthcare, homelessness, treatment, or living with the struggles that come with the mental health diagnoses. When I took office last winter, I was honored when I was appointed to serve on the Veterans Task Force. The members of that group continue to work very hard every day to improve the lives of those who served in the county without much acclaim. With that, I'm happy to introduce Sheila Bobbin and her team, who will share more about this work and the critical work you all do, as well as read the proclamation.
Thank you, Commissioner Singleton. Good afternoon, Chair and board members. My name is Sheila Bobbin, and I use she, her pronouns. I joined the county in 2015, serving as an accredited veteran service officer, before stepping into my current role as the Veteran Services Program Supervisor in 2019 and adding the Veteran Directed Care Program to my profile in 2023. I am a proud daughter myself of a retired U.S. Navy Command Master Chief who served our country for 30 years. My work in leadership is driven by my father's perseverance and sacrifice for our country, along with the veterans and families in our community and the veterans on my team. I am happy to have most of my team members here today, sitting in that corner right there. My team comprises of two office assistant seniors, Brianna Forbes Baker and Tina Wasson, who support both our programs. There's four accredited veteran service officers. We have retired Army veteran Pete Perez, Navy veteran Eric Windham, Juliet Valencia, and Lupe Solano. They are trained experts of the federal veterans benefit process and VA's laws and regulations. I have a case manager too, or a service coordinator position I'm actively filling for, who help administer and support the services for our veteran directed care program. The veteran services team connects people who served in the military with federal benefits, such as VA compensation and pension, dependency and indemnity compensation and survivor pension, medical care, education, and vocational rehabilitation and employment, VA home loan guarantee, adapted housing and automobile equipment, and memorial benefits. And those are just to name a few. In fiscal year 2025, The team secured more than $4.9 million in retroactive federal benefits and over $1 million in monthly federal benefits for veterans and surviving dependents of Multnomah County. The Veteran Directed Care is a Veteran Health Administration program that offers a veteran-directed approach to home and community-based services. It is designed to provide veterans who meet the nursing care level of needs with more choice and control over the services and supports to successfully live safely in their own home. Multnomah County uses the hub and spoke model. And as a hub, we provide all administrative functions of the program, securing the person-centered assessment and counseling through subcontracts with area aging agencies and contracting with a financial management service. The five spokes we currently support are Multnomah County, Clackamas, Washington, Douglas, and Klamath. With the five spokes, we partner with three VA medical centers, White City, Roseburg, and Portland. And in fiscal year 2025, the revenue earnings from Veteran Directed Care was over $10 million. There's currently 35,866 veterans living in Multnomah County, and we as a team have connected with about 40% of the county veteran population. We have more work to do, and I look forward in continuing to serve alongside my team and connecting our veterans and their families to their federal, state, and local benefits that they may be entitled to. Thank you, Chair and Board of Commissioners, for your time. I'd like to now pass the mic to Eric Windham, who will be reading this year's proclamation.
Afternoon. Good afternoon, and thank you, Commissioner Singleton, and thank you, Madam Chair. Today, I'll be reading the proclamation recognizing the observance of Veterans Day on November 11th, 2025 in Multnomah County, Oregon. The Multnomah County Board of Commissioners finds that in 1954, Congress formally created Veterans Day to pay tribute to all American veterans and current service members, renaming Armistice Day, which had been celebrated as a legal federal holiday since 1938. Veterans Day is the time for Americans to honor every service member who has ever worn one of our nation's uniforms. Throughout our history, U.S. citizens and non-citizens have answered the call to duty and served our country with honor, dignity, and an instinct to serve. Many people throughout our country's history have served as members of the armed forces, active, reserve, and National Guard, including women, people of color, immigrants, people who identify with all sexual orientations and gender identities, people with disabilities, and other brave individuals. The diversity of veterans is a tremendous strength that makes our armed forces more resilient. Often these individuals were discriminated against by the government that they served. They served for the vision of equality, even though that vision was not actualized in their own lives. There are approximately 15.8 million veterans in the United States, and 5.5 million veterans have served a service-connected disability. Nationally, approximately 32,882 veterans experience homelessness every year, and nearly 50% of veterans experiencing homelessness are diagnosed with a mental disorder like PTSD. We know that Multnomah County is a microcosm of our broader veteran community and their struggles. Multnomah County is home to an estimated 37,041 veterans. Multnomah County is committed to providing the support and care that all veterans have earned, including improved access to employment, benefits, housing, and healthcare. In Multnomah County, we continue to work towards greater inclusivity and equity in how we support people who have served our country. We seek to better understand the needs of these individuals and communities, to provide care for veterans at the full intersectionality of their lives and identities, and to meet their needs as they transition back to civilian life. Multnomah County provides services to veterans who live in communities throughout the county. The County Veteran Service Officers in Aging and Disability and Veteran Services Division of the Department of County Human Services work directly with veterans and military-connected families in an effort to ensure that they receive all state and federal benefits to which they are entitled. Veterans can also access services and support from many other Multnomah County departments, from the Health Department to the Homeless Services Department to the Department of Community Justice. This will be the third time Multnomah County has joined the National Association of Counties in participating in Operation Greenlight for Veterans, an awareness campaign which hopes to shine a light on the needs of veterans and services provided by the county. Multnomah County will illuminate the Morrison Bridge green from November 7th to the 11th to signal to veterans that the county supports them and to inspire veterans to reach out to their county veteran service officers. Multnomah County is also committed to veterans represented in our workforce. The Multnomah County Veteran Employee Resource Group provides support and identifies resources for county employees who are veterans or members of military-connected families. The Multnomah County Veterans Task Force was convened in 2010 by Commissioner Diane McKeel to evaluate this and strengthen the services provided to military service members and veterans in Multnomah County. This group is active and provides a collaboration forum for education, advocacy, and community connections between service providers. The Multnomah County Board of Commissioners proclaims, in observance of Veterans Day on November 11th, 2025, on this day, all veterans and current members of the Armed Forces, Active Reserve, and National Guard will be remembered and honored in Multnomah County, Oregon. And with this proclamation, affirms the county's commitment to supporting veterans in our community.
Thank you so much, and just really appreciate hearing so much about the work that's happening here at Multnomah County to serve veterans in our community, and not just our community, but in communities across the state. So thank you so much for that. We'll go ahead and sign the proclamation, and then again, we invite anyone who would like to be a part of this photograph to come on up, and we'll get arranged and take the photograph.
You don't have to be
veterans. Hello. Yes. Thanks again to everyone who was able to join us for that proclamation. Now we are going to take a moment and recognize the invaluable contributions of the thousands of family caregivers in our community who are making tremendous sacrifices to support their loved ones. The role is incredibly demanding. It is unpaid. And because it is predominantly done by women, and particularly women of color, the work is often uncelebrated and undervalued in our society. That is why I'm so grateful that we all have this opportunity before us to proclaim November as National Family Caregivers Month. I want to say thank you to the county's Aging, Disability, and Veterans Services and AARP of Oregon for sponsoring this proclamation. And also thank you to all of the caregivers who are in this room here with us, and to those at the county who are part of the Family Caregiver Support Program. We see you and we appreciate all that you do. Now I would like to invite Lynn is here to come up. Oh, there you are. Okay, I was like, where is Lynn? Lim Shemarvalu, and I'm so sorry if I mispronounced your name. Okay. Great, wonderful. Everyone is welcome to come down to the dais. And as soon as you're settled in, I will turn it over for you. We really appreciate everyone taking the time to be here with us today. Before you read, if you want to just make sure that you've pressed the button on the mic so that the green light is showing, and that way we'll be sure to hear everyone.
Good job. New skills.
Yeah, people are welcome to introduce yourselves before you read.
Oh, okay, sure. Hello, everybody. It's so nice to be here. I'm honored to be here. My name is Suzanne Sigafoos, and I have been in the caregiving realm for about 2.5 years now. Jen has been amazing and supportive, and I've learned so much from her. And the county really came through, I felt like, for me. I found resources through my clinic, through Jen, and it's just been really helpful. Yeah. So I'm excited because I get to read first, so I get to say this wonderful word at the beginning. You ready?
Ready.
Proclaiming. The month of November 2025 as Family Caregivers Month. Multnomah County finds that Multnomah County's family caregivers make tremendous sacrifices to support a loved one who is aging, has a disability, and/or lives with dementia. Family caregiving work is emotionally and physically demanding, and is often unpaid. Professional caregiving services are accessible to some people who need them, but our costly and supportive programs are limited. Many families struggle to afford help, often spending their own retirement savings to pay for the care of their loved ones or quitting their jobs to stay home and provide care themselves.
Sean. Good afternoon. I'm honored to be here today. My name is Sean Daniels. I was a caregiver to both of my parents for over 10 years. My father passed away in 2019, and my mother passed away last October of 2024. Both of them had dementia. After my father passed away, I had to quit my job. We went into the pandemic, and there was no one able to come into our home. Multnomah County, Aging and Disability, Jen, they were very supportive of me during that time, being at home with my mother, and provided services that I would not have been able to afford. So to that, I'm thankful to the county and to you, Jen. Based on the national average, approximately 150,000 Multnomah County residents, our colleagues, friends, and neighbors are part of the sandwich generation, caring for both young kids and aging parents at the same time, which represents additional challenges. Women, and particularly women of color, are overrepresented in family caregiving. They spend more hours per week on average caregiving than any other family caregivers. This labor can be often invisible as many balance careers and parenting with their responsibilities, caring for an aging or disabled loved one.
I'm honored to be here, I really am. And I also had the honor of 8 years of caregiving for my partner of 31 years who was suffering from a very rare brain illness. And her one request was to die at home, and I was going to make sure that happened.
And we so appreciate you being here. Would you mind sharing your name with us?
Yes, my name is Claudia Craig.
Thank you.
In LGBTQ plus communities, caregiving is often done by chosen family members rather than those who are biologically or legally related to the person needing care. These caregivers are under-supported, as many policies, FMLA, etc., do not support caring for a chosen family member.
Hi, I'm Jen Foreman. I coordinate the Family Caregiver Support Program in Multnomah County. And these lovely folks had mentioned me with gratitude, but I also want to take a second and thank our community partners that we contract with that do the actual frontline work with our family caregivers and do case management and offer a lot of support. And Lana is here from Friendly House to support as well, so I just want to say that. So Multnomah County's Aging, Disability, and Veterans Services Division oversees a family caregiver support program funded by the Federal Older Americans Act, which offers supportive services for unpaid caregivers and older adult relatives acting as guardians for young children. The caregiver support program delivers case management, support, counseling, training, and short-term respite. These services can be accessed directly through the county website and the ADRC, or Aging and Disability Resource Connection, our helpline, or by connecting with our community partners. And then I'm going to pass it to Lynn.
So Multnomah County proclaims November 2025 is Family Caregivers Month, a time to recognize all those who are providing unpaid care for loved ones. We honor their strength, courage, and care, and we commit to supporting family caregivers as they care for others. During Family Caregivers Month, we acknowledge every family caregiver in Multnomah County for the care and support they give to others. Additionally, as an employer of Multnomah County, we acknowledge and support Multnomah County employees who are caring for their aging and disabled family members. As a show of support and gratitude, we ask Multnomah County residents to reach out to those who provide care for their family members and their loved ones to recognize and honor and thank them. I also want to thank our co-supporters from AARP Oregon who are here with us today, and welcome everyone to join us for a reception after this event in our room right back here. We want to honor our caregivers who are here today and any other family caregivers who are here to join us with a toast and some gratitude, and thank you.
Thank you all so very much for being here. So we'll finish signing the proclamation and then we will go ahead and take the photo over there. So please, everyone is welcome to join us. And again, we do have the two community receptions happening this afternoon, the Family Caregiver Proclamation celebration in the back of the room, and then the Native American Heritage Month celebration upstairs in room 315. All are welcome. We look forward to welcoming folks back on the first Wednesday in December, December 3rd, from noon to 1 p.m. for next month's ceremony. And with that, we are adjourned for today. Thank you.